Ah, Sid Straw from her album, what's this thing called? It's an oldie, War and Peace, and a little ode to CBGBs. Yes, indeed. And, of course, CBGBs shut down for good just a couple weeks ago. It was, what do you do? What do you do? End of an era and all like that. Of course, it's punk rock. You don't want to get too sentimental about the whole thing. But, you know, of course, it was sent out in good fashion by our old pal Patti Smith. And you know what? We're going to listen to part of that very last show coming up very shortly. It's true. But of course, a big part of CBGB's, of course, was DeBrettas. DeBrettas, you got to talk about DeBrettas when you're talking about CBGB's. And we're going to do that now. In fact, let's see. We're going to hear from an old pal of Joey's, Ronnie Spector. She has a brand new record out called Last of the Rock Stars. We finally got a hold of it. We're going to hear something from it. In fact, we're going to hear two things from it. We're going to hear a song on it that's actually a bit of a duet with Patti Smith. Yes, Ronnie Spector and Patti Smith together, believe it or not. We're also going to hear a song on there that was written by our old pal, Amy Rigby. Yes, it's something from Amy Rigby's very first album, and Ronnie Spector has recorded it on her new record. We're going to hear that one. But first up, we've got to hear, if we can get it to work, man, oh man, so far it doesn't want to play in any of these machines. Let's see if we can make this thing work. We have Amy Rigby's album, her last album, Little Fugitive, here, and on a fine record it is. It's just that these CD players don't like it. We have three CD players here. None of them like this CD. Oh, that's not any good at all. Tell you what, if I can find the Ronnie Spector CD, we'll play that first, and we'll figure out what the heck's going on with Amy's CD, and then we'll do that next. That'll work. Here it is. This is, in fact, an Amy Rigby composition. And the CD player does like this one, so that's good. Ronnie Spector now, folks, from her album Last of the Rock Stars. And a number that Amy Rigby wrote called All I Want.
I feel a little ill at ease.
Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you, and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, spirited energy.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
You've been here before, haven't you? You thought you could sit right in front of me and keep pushing my buttons until you won. I have a feeling there's something you don't know. VLTs and slot machines are completely random. No matter how often you push my buttons, your chance of winning is the same every single time. It doesn't matter how long you play. Persistence won't pay off.
For more info, visit the Manitoba Gaming Control Commission at mgcc.mb.ca.
Hi, this is Amy Rigby, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
He walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me. Tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. You're playing Papa was a Rolling Stone. Last night, I was dancing with Jerry Rubone. He was cool in his leather jacket and his little dark shades. He started dancing around, I tried to copy every move. Brushed me off, but they played Hanging on the Telephone. Last night when I was dancing with Joey Ramone, the worst that could happen by the Brooklyn Bridge. He hit me and it felt like a kiss, right all over needles and pens. Be my baby again and again. Gloria by the shadows of night.
Drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. The boy stood there. Everybody was looking at him, waiting for him to do something. Just make a wrong move. All the kids hanging around the lockers, laughing at him inside. He knew it. He knew it. He didn't care. He stood there, looking at them all. Yeah, they had a lot more going for them, and they had their numbers. But he had something, one thing that they had not. He knew who he was. Maybe it wasn't much to them or anybody else, but he knew who he was. He looked at their leader, a mean motherfucker. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run. Johnny wanted to move, but the move kept moving as planned. The boy gripped Johnny. He pressed him against the locker. He drove it in, he drove it home. He drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. His head against the locker. Laying there in his sperm coffin, angel comes up to him, says, "Pretty boy, did you show me that na 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 nothing but surrender?" Johnny gets up, takes off his leather jacket, takes to his chest. There's the angel. He's got red knives ready, jack knives ready, switchblade for fur, switchblade for fur. Hey, cry, hey, scream. Surface, the mirror of the world. He sees the debris of all the choices around him. They begged the powers that be. Do not cross the sea and go into another country. Do not invade and occupy Iraq. Do not kill its citizens. Do not let our young soldiers fall needlessly. Do not pollute our environment. Do not spill oil through the seas and wash up dead fish, dead birds, dead life no more. He sat on a rock and wondered, is it all over? They're building bombs there. They're killing nature there, killing one another there. And then the sun rose above the clouds, spread its warmth upon him, and Johnny felt the beauty of nature and life. And all its possibilities, the miracle of love. Johnny spread his arms to the sun and said, I'll speak for you and Johnny. Entered back into his world, knowing who he was, knowing who he is, knowing that he and all his kind can change the world. We can do anything! We can do anything! If we unite, if we wake up, if we unite, if we make a vow, if we make a vow now, that we're not gonna let them destroy our planet, destroy our air, our water, our skies. It belongs to us, to our children. We will not take it! Johnny, being red-blooded, decides to go out to the night, looking for a little fun. Come on, Johnny, walk on. Walk on, boy. Come on. So Johnny takes a walk, down the deep arcades and sees a door for lucid boys only. Walks in and there's a party going on, and he checks it out, and well, he says, the pad was interesting. It was he sat there and, you know, there was nothing happening at all. All the possibilities around him, and there was nothing happening at all. He, went to the window and, looked out, and he saw a sweet young thing. Hopping on a park and meet a leaning on a bugger meter.
We're going to do one more little song. And well, I'll read sort of something. And well, it's really nice being with you tonight, and thank you, Hilly, for everything. It's sad. It's much too bad that all our friends can't be with us. Battery, Lester Bangs, Alan Betrock, Greg Shaw, Terry Ork, Jerry Nolan, Lance Lau, Peter Lochner, Joe Strummer, Mo Sloten, Johnny Thunders, Steve Gators, Richard Soul. Johnny, Joey, and Dee Dee Ramon. Today. Who? They're all in there. We remember everything. Well, good night, everybody. Farewell, CBGBs. 33 years. It's the same age as Jesus. Thank you, Hilly.
Known as Roscoe. I play the Big Dumb Rock and Roll. You are listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, babe.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Are you ready to go, babe? Yeah?
Bye, kids.
Time to say goodbye, kids. Me and Brittany are gone. We just heard Bob Delavante there. That was Bob Delavante from his album
Goodbye,
Columbus
kids.
And the Colossal Mistake. colossal mistake.
Goodbye, kid.
Colossal mistake. Nah, it wasn't a colossal mistake at all, was it? It was good fun. And now, of course, Patti Smith saying goodbye to CBGBs before that. Just a couple of weeks ago. Yep. Well, hey, next week on the Twang Trust, I don't know what we're doing. We'll have some fun. In the meantime, go to twangtrust.ca on the World Wide Web and listen to this show again and listen to last week's fabulous...